Hi everyone, I hope you guys are doing well today. I want to talk about how to deepen your spiritual practice. So my name's Jeanette, and I've been meditating for 11 to 12 years now. And I want to share something with you that I've realized in the last couple months that have made a huge difference in the way that I meditate. I want to help you guys understand how you can have a deeper connection with yourself. Because all meditating is reconnecting with yourself. If we are not properly connecting with ourselves, then we're actually not even properly healing. If we're not properly healing, then what is the point of meditating if we're not going to be improving our life in some way? One of the things that I felt can be a big blockage in people meditating to heal versus meditating to escape from their emotions. And the first is control. The thing about spiritual people is that spiritual people have gone through a lot of trauma. So you take a group of individuals that have gone through a lot of trauma, and then you give them a technique that is supposed to decrease that trauma. Which is great, but because of all the previous damage that has occurred to that individual or this group of people, we're going to have a lot of coping mechanisms that are going to be coming up for us here. Regardless of our good intentions to heal, regardless of how much time we put into it, we are normal individuals who are also going to fall into our own coping mechanisms. And in the case of spiritual people, they can be worse than those of normal individuals. That's why we went into spirituality in the first place, to find something that would make us feel better. And then later on, we ended up realizing that it doesn't work that way. Anyways, so one key coping mechanism that I notice in the spiritual community is the need or the desire to control yourself. I don't feel that way. I don't want that to happen. Or controlling external circumstances and events. So we understand as spiritual people that the law of attraction is a law of this world. We understand that as individuals. But what happens is that a lot of the times we use these principles and these laws to try to escape from the reality of what it is that is actually happening here. And because we do live in this world that does operate under the law of attraction, this world will actually mirror to us how we are trying to escape. And it will mirror to us our controlling nature. By exposing us to controlling individuals externally, as well as having us not actually get a lot of the things that we're actually trying to get. And the universe isn't doing this because it hates us. It's not doing this because it doesn't want you to be happy. It's doing this because we're doing this to ourselves. And because of that, it's like giving ourselves self-hatred and expecting the universe to give you love. And yes, it's true, the universe is full of love and does have a lot of love to give, but it's gonna give you a mixed bag because there is love that we carry inside of us, and there's also self-hatred, and there's also a whole bunch of coping mechanisms that we engage in. And so it will give us those too. So one of the key things that I've noticed that has helped me the very most is trying to direct my focus from controlling things, people, circumstances, to just being able to be present with myself. And it's gonna be very difficult because if you are a controlling individual, you're going to feel the need to control yourself, including your emotions. So if you feel sad, you might try to control yourself by meditating so that you feel happy. If you feel sad, you might try to control yourself by eating something. If you feel sad, you might try to control yourself by exercising. It can be so many different coping mechanisms can come up for this that it doesn't really matter. But the important thing to keep in mind is we're escaping and not directly facing something. If it is a control issue that you're struggling with, can you go into that fear of losing control? Can you go into that fear of not being able to get what you want? Can you go into that despair? Can you go into that hopelessness? Can you go into that betrayal? Whatever it is, can you go into that? And can you be there without trying to change yourself? Another point here is that I've noticed that a lot of individuals only have the capacity to be there for themselves on a very small level. And if you are to look at their life, it'll look something like this. I'm here with you because I can get this from you. I'm here with you because you give me this much. Or I'll be here with you if you can give me that thing that I want. And to give you like a more concrete example, I'll say something like, Jeanette, I'm going to be present with you if you can, I don't know, if you can support me. I'm going to be present with you if you will give me freedom. I'm going to be present with you if you will make me feel better. The reason that this is detrimental is that we are inherently telling ourselves that we're not okay the way that we are and that we don't even have our own back. So how is anyone else going to have your back if you don't even have yours, you know? It doesn't make sense here. And because this universe will show you exactly the way you treat yourself through situations and circumstances where others treat you that way, we have to take some responsibility and accountability at some point. Okay, because of this, I would like to talk about an exercise that might help you deepen your relationship with yourself. So this is going to start off by you going into your emotions. I don't want you to be picking what types of emotions you want to process and what types of issues you want to deal with in your life. We're going to let go of that concept that is a controlling concept for people who struggle with things like this. What you want to do is that you want to go into the way that you feel right now in this second without trying to control what aspect of your personality you are trying to alter. Then when you enter into this emotion, I want you to try to connect with yourself as deeply as you can. And you're going to have to face things that are going to be very difficult for you to face. You're going to end up feeling parts of you are not going to want to be there. And you're going to have to be able to be like, well, if I didn't get the relationship that I wanted, can I be there for myself? If I didn't get the financial assistance that I wanted, can I be there for myself? If I didn't get the XYZ that I wanted, can I be there for myself? Because at the end of the day, if we cannot be there for ourselves, no matter what, no one else is going to be there for you no matter what. And the thing is, I know that this feels like a lot to ask. I know that it feels like a lot to ask for someone that has experienced so much pain in their life that it's just like, can you give me a freaking break? I just want to breathe. Yeah, I get it. I've been there. But the truth of the matter is that if you want a better life and you want to experience the things that you want, you're gonna have to be there for yourself and you're gonna have to advocate for yourself before anyone else does. And that means imagining you not having whatever it is you want. If you want to be rich, you're going to be homeless. If you want a good relationship, you're going to be single forever. You have to put yourself there and you have to allow yourself to feel. How do you feel being homeless? How do you feel being single forever? Horrible? Okay, well, can you be there for yourself? And then at this point, that's when you're going to start realizing if you get to the point where you don't have standards or rules or requirements for you to be there for you, you're going to realize that it's not so bad. You're going to realize that it doesn't matter if you're homeless, it doesn't matter if you're broke. If you have a relationship, if you never will, you're gonna realize that you have you and that matters more than you having anything else. And I'm not just saying this because I want you to feel like you'll never get anything you want in life. I'm saying this because when you get to this point in your life, you're gonna realize not only can you actually get the things you want in life, but you can do it without abandoning yourself. And you can do it without you requiring yourself to sacrifice yourself for other people. Because you're not going to be sacrificing yourself to begin with. I do offer emotional processing sessions on my website, Spirituality for You. I will have a link in the description box below. You can just add it to your cart. And I also have reviews. I'm telling you this from an individual who has meditated for 11 to 12 years of her life. And I'm telling you that just completely being there for yourself in the 11 and 12 years that I have been meditating, I have not experienced this level of peace as quickly as I have experienced this level of peace in the years that I've been meditating. And I want you to think that is absolutely freaking insane. Because of that, I want you to be able to feel that level of peace. I want you to be able to feel that level of contentness with yourself. And it's going to be difficult. You're going to have to keep doing it. It's going to have to come up again. But every time it comes up, you have to do it again. Can I be there for myself if I don't have this thing? Can I be there for myself if this doesn't work out? Can I be there for myself if the worst case scenario occurs? And you don't have to get this right. You don't have to get this perfect. You can start off by doing it a little at a time, as much as you can. You're gonna notice that people are gonna show up for you more in your life. You know what? I can help you with that. You know what? Do you need anything? You're not going to really experience the same types of feelings and the same types of conditions that you feel like other people are holding you to because you're not going to be holding yourself to them anymore. If your spiritual practice is to deepen your connection with God, if your spiritual practice is to basically heal and integrate and become one, because we are also part of God. If that is your actual spiritual practice and that is something that you want, you connecting to your soul and your essence and loving yourself no matter what is going to get you close to that. And because you're going to be closer to that, you're going to be manifesting things that are closer to that experience for yourself. I hope that I helped you guys, and I hope you guys have a good week. Bye. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.